USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian and Russian officials say all women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. Hundreds of civilians were trapped for weeks at the sprawling plant amid a tense Russian attack. Ukrainian fighters remained holed up at the complex. The Kremlin is still trying to capture the plant, where the last sliver of resistance remains in the southern port city. Elsewhere, a spokesman for the Ukrainian military says they've regained control of a town about 12 miles northeast of Kharkiv. The spokesman said in a YouTube video that Russia continues to conduct a full-scale attack against Ukraine in hopes of establishing full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. First Lady Jill Biden says she remains concerned about the next phases of the humanitarian crisis prompted by the war. She said as much while visiting refugee mothers and their children in Romania. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. The decree calls for women to only show their eyes and recommends they wear the head-to-toe burqa, evoking similar restrictions to when the Taliban last ruled the country between 1996 and 2001. It's the latest in a series of repressive edicts. The CDC is looking into the deaths of 5 children linked to the growing number of mysterious pediatric hepatitis cases across the country. The cases, 109 of them in 24 states and Puerto Rico, date back to October. The latest case count is a steep increase from a couple of weeks ago when only 11 cases had been identified. It prompted the CDC to issue an alert for physicians to be on the lookout for such cases. A New York court has halted the use of familial DNA searching, where law enforcement agencies search the state's DNA data bank for close biological relatives of people who left traces of genetic material at crime scenes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is slamming the FBI for suspending the security clearances of employees who participated in the nonviolent protests on January 6. He alleges that this is the first step towards firing the employees. The Bureau has allegedly cited a guideline pertaining to allegiance to the United States and its alerts to suspend the clearances. Jordan, the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, announced that the committee is arranging an examination into the FBI run by the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General. The Denver Broncos has attracted another potential buyer for the team. It's Magic.
NBA legend Magic Johnson is joining a bid to become an owner of the Denver Broncos football team. Johnson is joining a group being led by Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Josh Harris. It wasn't made clear how much Johnson would be investing in the bid. He's already part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Broncos are expected to sell for the highest price ever for a sports team. They've been recently valued at nearly $3.8 billion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Keep in mind, she's worth every penny. The National Retail Federation says consumers are expected to spend, on average, $245 on Mother's Day. They say that's the record. In total, about $32 billion will be spent overall. That's more than $3.5 billion higher than last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.